little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The principle with adults is identify yourself to the patient, the alleged patient, then ask them to tell you who else they've brought with them and ask them why that other person is there. With an adult, you need to seek permission for the other person to be part of their consultation and find out what role they want the other person or people in the room to play. Decide if you're happy to go along with it, because if you've got five people, I'd thin it out a bit. With one or two companions, I would normally start with everyone in the room. Do you know what I mean? If someone came in with half a dozen people, the classic scenario is in A&E, you pull back the curtain, there's a patient and seven people with them, and you can't really do your best. You certainly can't take a history and do your thinking with those. You may be able to bring them back once you've reached a conclusion and you're making a plan, but you can't do the clinical. You know, you're not going to do your best work in front of a crowd of seven, are you? So I think it's much rarer in primary care to get such a large crowd that you need to thin it out. But as a principle, if there's too many people in the room for you to do your best work, you've got permission to throw them out. And then negotiate, if it's decided that both would like a turn, then do the turn-taking thing again. Who's going to go first and who's going to go second? So it could look a bit like this, yeah? It's Mr. Jones, is it? Hi.
That's fine, Doctor.
I'm Dr. Yeah. Thomas, yeah. Do you like me to call you Mr. Jones? Or?
Arthur is fine.
Arthur, okay. Arthur, thank you. I can't help noticing there's someone with you today.
Oh, this is my wife. And I don't think anything's a problem with me, but she's worried about my weight.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things which always happens with time. I go up and down, but she's worried about it, and she wants me to have a chat with you about it.
Okay. Well, shall I? I'll just introduce myself. Hello.
Hi.
Dr. Thomas. And can I get you?
I'm Sybil.
Sybil. Okay. Yeah. I think probably I ought to hear from both of you. Who should we let Sybil go first?
Yeah.
And then when I've got a bit of an idea from her, you can tell Arthur, you tell me anything extra I need to know. And then when I've heard from both of you, you know, I'll have an idea of maybe we'll make a plan about how to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be okay?
Fine. Doctor.
Oh, Sybil, do you want to tell me what's been going on then?
Yeah, I've come to, because I know he's just going to downplay it all. So.
Thank you very much. We'll pause. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So introduce yourself, you know, to the patient, and then get them to introduce other people, and then find out. With adults, don't assume that everybody you've been introduced to is here with the permission to speak of the patient. Check that. And then once you've worked out how many of them are going to speak, decide amongst the speakers what the turn-taking order is. Those are the principles.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.